The Calder Cup is back in Hershey for a second straight year, and all eyes are on state budget talks at the Capitol. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you. A good morning to you. It is Tuesday, June 25th, and this is being recorded at 5:30 a.m. I'm your host, Tim Lambert, as we take this daily trip around the region's top stories together. The Hershey Bears are Calder Cup champions again. The team claimed back-to-back AHL titles with a 5-4 overtime victory over the Coachella Valley Firebirds in Game 6 of the finals to win the series 4-2. Matt Strome scored the winner at the Giant Center a little over a minute into overtime. The Bears have now earned a league-record 13 Calder Cups. Well, after weeks of debate and posturing, the state legislature is back to work on the budget ahead of its June 30th deadline. My colleague Ben Wasserstein reports education funding will be a big focus.
Last year, the budget process was marred by a $100 million school voucher program that Senate Republicans supported, but House Democrats did not. Governor Josh Shapiro ultimately line-item vetoed the program to prevent an impasse. Republican Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman of Indiana County says strengthening the role of parents will be an important topic for his caucus this year.
The reality is that that effort last year has certainly set expectations within our caucus that empowering parents needs to be a key part of this conversation relative to the expectations of additional funding in the public education space.
Governor Shapiro this year is calling for $1.1 billion to be invested in basic education. If the budget is not completed by the June 30th deadline, schools will stop receiving money until a deal is reached. The governor also wants skill games, those are cash-paying electronic game terminals resembling casino machines, to be part of budget negotiations this year as well. My colleague Sarah Neisel reports lawmakers are trying to control the unregulated skill games industry.
The skill games industry is able to bypass gambling regulations and taxes by claiming their products are games of strategy, not luck, and thus do not fall under state oversight. The lack of oversight has created what Republican Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman of Indiana County called the Wild West.
The parlors that we see opening up are essentially mini casinos that are unregulated, untaxed, not secure. And I think that we're sitting on a public safety powder keg if we don't address it.
Now, some lawmakers are pushing for legislation to regulate, tax, and even ban skill games from the corner stores and bars where they are currently located. These bills await movement in the State House and Senate. Pittman says if skill game regulations aren't addressed soon, the topic could become a non-starter. Now, moving away from the state capitol, the National Transportation Safety Board is set to vote today on the findings of its investigation into the Norfolk Southern train derailment along the Ohio-Pennsylvania border last year. Julie Grant is with our partners at the Allegheny Front and has the details.
In advance of the NTSB meeting being held in East Palestine, Ohio, Board Chair Jennifer Homendy held a community meeting Monday night. About 75 people sat in the high school auditorium as she explained the investigation process, how her team gathered the facts about everything from the schedules of train crews to railroad inspection and maintenance records. The NTSB does not have regulatory power, but Homendy says based on the investigation findings, her team will advocate to Congress for safety recommendations.
They do not give up. It sometimes takes a long time, but they do not give up.
Homendy notes they worked on one issue for 50 years. People in the audience cheered and thanked the agency for returning to East Palestine. And a Missouri-based group has filed a federal lawsuit over Pennsylvania's voting system. Kenny Cooper is with our friends at WHYY in Philadelphia and reports it alleges the Keystone State is failing to meet federal elections guidelines, but legal experts aren't buying it.
The lawsuit filed by United Sovereign Americans alleges that Pennsylvania is surpassing the rate of voting errors allowed under federal law. The petitioners use their own calculation to reach that conclusion. Marion Schneider, senior policy counsel for voting rights with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, says the analysis is faulty and long discredited.
People are setting up this characterization of Pennsylvania election administration that they can point to after they don't get the result they want in November. And, you know, that really upends the tradition of democracy in our country.
Now, according to Department of State data, the agency is on pace to spend more than $1 million on outside counsel defending against election-related litigation. Now, as you know, I go through about a dozen news sites each and every morning across central Pennsylvania, just looking for a few stories to put on your radar, and I came across a few today. Here they are. A former employee of an IT vendor may have accessed the personal information of more than 1 million Geisinger patients. The news item reports Max Vance faces several charges. He was working at the time for Nuance Communications, which provides information technology services for Geisinger. Now, the health system says Nuance has been notifying patients that some of their personal information may have been accessed by the former worker. The health system says it discovered Vance had accessed certain information 2 days after he had been terminated. A 26-year-old Pennsylvania woman is dead after being swept over a waterfall on the east side of Glacier National Park in Montana. The National Park Service says the woman fell into the water above St. Mary Falls at around 5:20 Sunday evening. She was washed over the 35-foot-tall waterfall and trapped underwater for several minutes. Bystanders pulled the woman from the water and administered CPR until emergency responders arrived. She was declared dead at 7 p.m. The woman's death is under investigation and an autopsy is planned. Her name is being withheld until family members are notified. Now, the Park Service says drowning is one of the leading causes of death in Glacier National Park. And Little Round Top is once again ready for visitors at the Gettysburg National Military Park. The high-interest Gettysburg Battlefield site has been closed for extensive rehab efforts since July 2022. Improvements have been made to parking areas, handicap accessibility, and significant erosion. Visitors will find new interpretive signage, accessible trail alignments, and gathering areas. The site is where Union troops repelled a fierce onslaught from Confederate forces on the second day of the battle in 1863. Now, I hope you know that The Morning Agenda is available anywhere you find your favorite podcast and on WITF's YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to. You can also check us out on the NPR app. And if in any of those places you are allowed to leave a review or a rating, we hope you do so for The Morning Agenda. And we have a Spotify playlist each month as well with my songs of the day. It's called The Morning Agenda Song of the Day, June 2024 for this month. And you can check out Pearl Jam's Smile as my Song of the Day today. And that's going to do it for The Morning Agenda. It's a daily news podcast from WITF where the only agenda is you. I'm your host, Tim Lambert. Thank you so much for listening today. Your company is always appreciated. Be well, and we'll talk again tomorrow.